Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, which says, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient or helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, again says the same thing. "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful or expedient. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify." In that particular scripture, Paul is discussing a Christian principle by which he lives. In the book of Acts, Paul said, "I strive to live with a conscience clear towards God and man." If you recall, Jesus gave two commandments: love God, love your neighbor. Paul said, "I live with a conscience free of offense towards God and towards man." It's essentially the same thing. And what he's saying in this particular scripture is essentially that as a Christian, I have a lot of rights. I am a child of the King. I am an heir of the throne of God. I am an heir with Christ, a joint heir with Christ. I am entitled to a lot of things as a Christian. And modern day Christians know that very well. They love to claim their rights and they love to claim what they are due. But Paul is saying, even though I am entitled to a lot of things, all things are lawful for me, not all things are helpful. And that means, even though I have a lot of liberties and I have a lot of freedoms and I have a lot of privileges as a Christian, I will not always use it. And Paul gave quite a bit of examples in the Bible, like for example, in the book of Romans chapter 14. Paul said, you could eat anything you want. You could eat meat. There's no rule that says if you eat meat is a sin, or if you don't eat meat is a sin. You know, there's no rule that says any of that. Yet, Christians believe that they shouldn't eat meat, and Christians believe that it's okay to eat meat. He said, look, as a Christian, I have rights. I could eat meat if I want. But if when I eat meat, some weaker Christian is offended and they are caused to stumble because of my liberty, then even though what I'm doing is not wrong in and of itself, it becomes a sin because I cause my weaker brother to stumble. And he said, because of that, I will not insist on my right to eat meat. Rather, I will relinquish that right for the sake of my brother. I will give up my privilege. I will give up what I am due so that I will not create an offense towards my brother. That was Romans chapter 14. Elsewhere, he said things like this. He said, I could get married if I want to, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He said, I could take a salary from the church if I want to, but I choose not to. Instead, I choose to remain single. I choose to work with my hands so that the glory would never be on Paul. The glory would always belong to God. That was just Paul's personal convictions. Even though he was entitled to be married, just like some of the other apostles, he chose to remain single. It was his right. The Bible says marriage is honorable for all. It was his right. But he chose to relinquish that right so that he could be more effective in preaching the gospel. And again, he could have taken a salary from the church. He quoted scriptures. He said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads the corn. He said, which laborer plants a vineyard and doesn't enjoy the fruit? He said, everybody who preaches the gospel should live by the gospel. That's a biblical principle. But I, Paul, choose to relinquish that right. Instead, I will choose to work with my hands so that I will not offend anybody, so nobody will point fingers at Paul and say, he is only doing it for the money. And you know that a lot of people are pointing fingers like that nowadays. Paul took himself out of that equation completely because he didn't take a salary at all. Nobody could possibly say that Paul was doing it for the money. So those were some of the examples where Paul relinquished his rights as a Christian, as a minister, as a believer for the sake of the gospel. He put God and his love for his fellow man ahead of his own personal rights. And that is what Paul meant in the scriptures we just read at the beginning. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient, not all things are helpful. And a lot of us, well, probably all of us, have experienced that to some degree over the past couple of weeks, over the past couple of months. Most places, if you're listening to me from outside of the country, your situation would probably be no different from ours here in Trinidad. The entire world has been on shutdown for the past 2 months or so because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Restaurants have been closed. Sports events have been cancelled. The Olympics has been cancelled. Imagine that. Right? Wimbledon was cancelled. Sporting events that are normally on everybody's calendar every year are being cancelled. Flights are being cancelled. Cruise ships are being cancelled. Just about everything. People's work has been cancelled. The entire life as we know it has gone on a shutdown. Our governments are telling us, avoid social gatherings, avoid hanging out on the beach, avoid doing anything in groups, in large groups. And the reason for these laws is that it is important to control the spread of the virus. And without realizing it, we are actually demonstrating that same scripture that Paul talked about. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. You see, as citizens of a free country, we are entitled to go to any restaurant we choose as long as we could afford it. We're entitled to go to any sporting event as long as you have tickets. You could get on a plane flight to go anywhere in the world as long as you have a passport and a visa. It is your right. You're entitled to all of these things, and many of us have enjoyed these things. You're entitled to go to the beach. You live in the Caribbean. You're entitled to go to the beach anytime you want. But then, over the past couple of months, all of those rights have been forcefully taken away from us. In fact, very early in the shutdown, I wanted to go to the beach. And I actually drove to the beach only to realize that they put big barricades right in front across the road. And there was no way to get there. And our rights that we're normally accustomed to, that we're normally entitled to, have been forcefully, even though temporarily, taken away from us. In the case of Paul, he voluntarily relinquished his rights. In the case of us and COVID, our rights are being forcefully taken away from us. But what you see happening, not so much in Trinidad, but in the United States, a lot of people are now kicking back. They are now protesting. They are now saying, you cannot take away my rights. You cannot take away my rights to assemble. I could hang out if I want. I could go to the beach if I want. And you cannot stop me. And that is the attitude that a lot of people have, not realizing the consequences that may be associated with their actions. Because when you look around the world, one of the reasons why COVID-19 spread like crazy in the months of February and March is because people didn't know how contagious it was and they didn't curtail their social interactions. All right? And the places where people did not go into lockdown, they really suffered. I mean, we're talking about the official death toll is well over 100,000. And this disease has wreaked havoc with our modern day life because people did not put the necessary shutdowns in place. And the places where the disease hasn't really spread is where people volunteered to not break the curfews, to not break the lockdown, to not insist on their own rights. And you have some people in more liberal countries now insisting on their rights. They want to go to the beach. They want to get together. They want to have their college dorm parties. They want to have spring break. You know, they want to have all of these things that they're entitled to. And that was the thing that really caused this disease to spread so rapidly in the first place, because people did not want to give up their rights. And that was simply an illustration of a biblical principle in the real world without us even realizing it. He said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient, not all things are helpful. But now, we are approaching a time where most places are starting to open back up, and the shutdowns are being lifted gradually and incrementally, and people are starting to go back, transition back to their normal lives. Now, here's what I want you to take away from this. We have witnessed in Trinidad how denying ourselves a lot of the privileges that we're normally accustomed to has saved us from the brunt of this pandemic. When you consider what has happened in other countries of the world, we're talking about places like Italy, Spain, New York, where morgues have been overflowing. Morgues have been full. In Italy, at one point, they made a decision that the hospitals were so inundated with COVID patients that they said, listen, if you're above 80 years old, we can't treat you. We're just going to let you die. And it was that bad. They had to roll out dead bodies in trains and carry them to mass cremation sites. In New York, morgues have been full and they don't even know where to store the dead. That is what this virus has done throughout the world. But in Trinidad, we've been spared from a lot of that. Because we as Trinidadians, generally speaking, have obeyed the lockdown. We have volunteered and agreed to give up our rights. And we saw the benefit of it. By giving up our rights, we preserved our health. And eventually, you will get back your rights in the end. And the exact same thing is true for Christianity. By giving up your rights, sometimes, not all of your rights, but sometimes putting yourself second, not putting yourself first all of the time, goes a long way into bringing glory to Christ. You know, we often say, I give you the glory, Lord. Well, if you really want to give God the glory, you have to many times sacrifice yourself so that the glory of God will become evident. And that's what Paul talked about. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. You see, our Christianity as normal is very much a selfish, materialistic brand of Christianity. And it's one where we focus on ourselves, what we want. We defraud others. Churches steal money. We have so many examples of corruption going on in Christianity today, and nobody cares. The public opinion of Christianity is at an all-time low, and that doesn't bother anybody because we don't live by the same principles that Paul lived by, which is to live free of offense towards God and man. Our philosophy is, we will do what we want. If anybody gets offended, I'm a child of God. That's their problem. And that's the attitude we have. And I pray that as the COVID lockdown comes to an end, we will not go back to Christianity as normal. You know, we will go back to our life as normal eventually, but let us not go back to Christianity as normal, to the self-centered brand of Christianity that we have grown so accustomed to. But let's go back to the Christianity that the Apostle Paul preached, where we don't insist on our rights. We don't insist on what we deserve, what we want, what we are entitled to, but rather what is good for the gospel of Christ, what is good for the kingdom of God. Jesus said it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. God bless you. I pray that you will continue to keep safe, and I'll see you all next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.